love on Mike Keneally because he knows how much we love him. But now the last band to close out, and how appropriate for a near fest apocalypse.
Yeah, this is a biggie. I can tell you that we have been trying to get this band since the very first near fest. I remember sending a fax from a company I worked at, you know, three companies ago, sending it before a lot of these, you know, some of these bands had email addresses and websites. Somehow I got a hold of an address, wrote out an actual letter, printed it, and faxed it, only to get a fax back saying, you know, we're retired. We're not that interested. Thanks anyway. Time passed. You know, as things happen, you know, even the Eagles got back together, things like that.
Yeah, hell froze over.
Hell freezes over. Well, this band got back together, and they've put out a new album, which is quite good. They've done a few small tours over in Europe. They are one of probably the biggest band that we have never had. And we are ecstatic to be able to announce that for the very first time, and maybe for the only time ever, as it's been hinted to us in our negotiations with them, that we will feature the seminal German progressive rock band Eloy as the headliner to close out the Nearfest legacy.
There you have it. Eloy, band that just recently made a big deal on our program last year at the early part of 2010 with their album Visionary, and we featured an exclusive interview with the man himself. And I'll tell you, this is a big grab. I know Ken Golden's got to be real happy, and I know a lot of our listeners in Europe are going to be ecstatic because they've been wanting to see them come to the United States as well, because they feel that, you know, there's a band that should be in the United States on a regular basis. But as we know, these guys are very busy. They all have different things that they do, but you guys waxed a hot one with Eloy.
Yeah, we couldn't be more excited for this. This is just a massive signing. Who knows what they're going to play, but really it doesn't matter. It's going to be an absolutely outstanding show. We're kind of beside ourselves that we actually were able to land it. I actually been working on it for pretty much all summer. And when Kevin said, you know, about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago is when we all finally fit real good, or felt really good about this, it was when we got the signed contract back for them. Not only did it just come back in a professional way, it came back with sort of a "we're excited, we're ready to go, this is going to be great" kind of thing. So both sides are very excited, and it's going to be the perfect chemistry to close out a long run of really good shows.
So right there, friends, you heard the lineup for Sunday, June 24th, 2012, the last day of Nearfest Apocalypse, as they're calling it. And as you heard it right there, Frank Borneman and the rest of the gang of Eloy will be headlining the Sunday night at the Northeast Art Rock Festival. And just before that, as we mentioned, Mike Keneally Band, also Italian band Il Tempio della Clessidre, which will feature the vocalist from Museo Rosenbach and Stefano Lupo Califi. And that's going to be exciting. So a little retro there as well. I'm sure we'll get some teases from some old material. But then also Ghost of Berlin Saga are going to be kicking off that Sunday. So, guys, I just got to say congratulations. This is one heck of a lineup to close out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
So
that's one thing that was left out, though, Tom.
What's that?
One very important part of your test I didn't mention. I do believe you'll be streaming again for Friday and Saturday night, your show from the hotel.
Yes, we will. Our 7-hour broadcast. Also going to be...
We have some other surprises we're working on that we're not going to...
Yeah, there's. You know, we have talk about maybe some ancillary performances, shall we say.
Wow.
I am prepared to say at this point that there may be a very special game show being hosted one of the evenings, and we'll put out a call for people to be randomly selected as contestants.
Wow. And can I be the host? Can I be the...
Oh, no, I'm hosting this, my friend.
Oh, okay.
You'll be involved in other places.
Oh, yeah. But we also can say that both Mark Wilkinson and Roger Dean will be involved in designing logos.
Wow.
Which is going to be pretty cool.
There will be a Nearfest beer.
There will be a Nearfest beer.
I think it's crazy.
you know, who knows exactly what it'll be yet, but we're looking forward to working with the Brew Works yet again. I'm sure we will have a Saturday or Thursday night dinner, but who knows what happens there.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to this. We're going to try to pull a lot of things out of our hats to make this just a very special weekend for everyone involved, everyone who's there.
Well, and again, as I was just going to mention, this is the last Northeast Art Rock Festival, and because the world's going to end, apparently.
That's right.
And the funny thing is, my co-producer, Jack Webster, Jack, sit over here at the microphone. Jack actually believes that this is really going to happen, that the world's going to end. Right, Jack?
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with the Mayans. It has about the sun.
Oh, the sun.
The sun.
Okay, there you go. So there you go. It's the last Near Fest, and it's because Jack said so. And but again, we will be doing our broadcasts as well, the Friday night show and also Saturday. And we're working on some special ways to go out with, and we're going to go into the archives and pull out some old interviews and stuff, because we've had some great live performances there at the event, including the band Is, which was sized down a little bit. It was actually John Galgano and his lovely wife, Laura Mead. And we've also had Might Could. We've had some other fun things go on over the years, and it's going to be fun.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it as always, you know. And there's one thing I need to personally say. As one of the guys who's involved last year, even though I wasn't really involved in picking artists and this and that, I just want to thank everyone who stuck by us, everyone who's excited now, and everyone who is planning to come to end this great thing with us, because it really meant a lot to me personally, because as Rob and Chad, and you kind of to tell you, I was really down in the dumps, but you guys all pulled me back up, and I'm feeling really good about it.
I was right with you guys.
So, thank you.
I was right with you too, man, because when this all went down last year, unfortunately, it's tough, because we love doing that live broadcast every year. We get to meet everybody in person that listens every week to the Gagley Archives, to see them right there face to face, and we wondered if that would ever happen again. It's nice to know that at least this is the last one, but you know, we get to do it all
over.
Yeah,
but we're going out right. I even told Dorian to pull out all the stops, and God only knows what that's going to mean.
We're just going to take down the city. What do you think of that?
Well, thanks again, everybody. I hope you're as excited as we are.
Now, you guys will be joining us in February, most likely before tickets go on sale.
Yeah, actually, speaking of tickets, I'd like to tell the folks when all that's going to happen. We are going to do our patron program again. That program will open its sign-up window on November 16th, and will run through the 16th. The details of that are on the website on the patron program site. Patron program page on our site. And then general ticket sales will be on March 3rd at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, you heard it, friends.
And again, all the dates, all the prices are on the site. We're working on getting confirmation codes for hotels. there's also an issue with our discussion board, which needs to be cleaned up. There's a lot of inappropriate stuff up there, so bear with me on that. All the information, vendor information, advertising information, ticket prices, dates, everything is on nearfest.com, so have at it.
Yeah, and the website, again, friends, as you mentioned, it's at nearfest.com, and we're not done talking about it, because you guys will be here in the studio in a few months. It'll be here before you know it, and I'm looking forward to this, guys. And again, I want to just give a quick rundown before we let you go. Here is what Nearfest Apocalypse will be announcing this every hour tonight. The band to kick off Friday, June 22nd, 2012, from Belgium, is one of the great chamber rock and opposition projects called Aranis. Vandegraaff Generator will headline Friday night, one of the classic progressive rock bands that does not need an introduction. And then Saturday, kicking off the day, one of the great modern progressive rock fusion projects, and Helmet of Gnats, great high-definition recordings they've done over the years. Also, Twelfth Night will be the next act from the UK, one of the classic neo-progressive rock bands, really the beginning and the foundation of that genre. And then Anglagard, a band that we saw not too long ago, come back together to play Nearfest, hailing from Sweden, featuring Mattias Olsson, by the way, on drums, who's also now recording with White Willow. And then Renaissance headlines Saturday night, which is great. And then Sunday, June 24th, to kick off the day, will be Ghost of Burling Saga, their new album, Glue Works, which is bound to be in the top 100 of 2011 this year. Then Italian band Il Tempio della Clessidre, they're going to be following Ghost of Berlin Saga. And then Mike Keneally band after that, one of the great modern guitarists from the Zappa alumni. And then, of course, Eloy, a band that I know Ken Golden of Laser's Edge has got little goosebumps on his arms for. They're going to be headlining Nearfest Apocalypse. Thank you so much, guys. I'm very happy.
Thank you, Tom.
And that was we never take a time to do all that, and it's amazing. I got to tell you this before we let you guys go. As soon as we made the announcement of all the bands, we lost about 40 listeners. So there we go, our most listened to show of the year, and all because of you guys. So we thank you so much, Kevin Feely and Chad Hutchinson. Once again, check out the website, nearfest.com. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Tom, and we'll be talking to you
very
soon.
Yep, it's not
goodbye.
Thank
you, everybody. We'll see you in June.
And stay in the chat lounge with us at progressiveears.com. And again, Chad and Kevin, we thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate
you, Tom. Have a good night. Good night,
everybody. Over the last 13 years.
We love you, man. We'll talk
to you. Love
you,
man. See ya.